You're listening to the Profit Connections Podcast. Entrepreneurs and franchise owners, you'll want to tune in. If you're looking to create a rock-solid business, sick of being stuck on the plateau, and ready to kick it up more than just a notch, you're in the right place. I'm your host, Sharon Galuzzo, and I believe in unleashing your full potential to create resilient, successful businesses that in turn make significant positive impacts in our world. Welcome to the Profit Connections Podcast. Welcome back. I'm so glad that you've joined us for today's episode. We're going to be talking about something that everyone deals with every now and again. It's that thought, I'll do that later when things settle down. I will get to that when I'm more ready. How often is this something that comes up in your business? If that's something that happens for you where you're like, I really need to do this, I'm not quite ready yet. I really need to work on that, but I'll do it at another time. And we're waiting for something to settle down. We're waiting for things to change. We're waiting for pieces to fall in place so it feels like the perfect time. Well, honestly, that happens to all of us, right? The thing is that it actually is the opposite. Whenever we keep putting things off, when we keep waiting for something to change, waiting for something to be more right, waiting for things to settle down, when we are in that mode of waiting, we are actually stopping ourselves from making progress. And it's really important for me to point out, first of all, this is not for guilt purposes. This is for illumination purposes. I really want to shine a light on a place in business where I see a lot of entrepreneurs making mistakes, where they are waiting for something to change, waiting for something outside to fix what's going on in the business. And the issue with this, the thing that works against your business when you are in that sort of mode of being indecisive and not taking the next step and you're waiting, a couple of things happen. First of all, if you're waiting, you're in stasis. You have stopped. You are not making any progress forward. And we know that whenever you want change, whenever you want something to happen in your business, it takes you making the action to make that happen. Nothing changes until you move. You must be in action, right? So things will not change. Things will not get better. Things will not be more right or more settled when you are in that place of waiting. Because what actually happens is you know that there is an open tab, if you will, on your computer. So your computer, when you have open tabs on your computer, right, your computer is spinning and spinning and spinning, trying to, you know, keep that tab open because there's something still that needs to be done. So we keep that tab open and our computers keep running and they become less and less efficient because there's all these open tabs just waiting to be fulfilled. That happens in our businesses as well. So in your business, if you have a lot of open tabs, you're actually wasting energy and you're actually creating a system, creating a situation where it actually compounds upon itself. And the more things that you leave left undone, the more you are slowed down, the more bogged down your business becomes because you are not taking those actions and making things complete, closing the tabs so your computer becomes more efficient, closing the loop. I like to call it closing the loop. For me, whenever there's an open loop, when things just keep spinning and spinning and spinning, that wastes a lot of my mental energy. That wastes a lot of my time. That because I'm always like, I still need to do the laundry, let's just say. There's clothing in the washing machine that have to go in the dryer. I cannot forget that that loop has to be closed. Otherwise, the laundry is going to have to be washed again, right? We all know that if it stays in there too long, bad things happen. And then you have to wash it all over again. That stuff, that kind of thing is happening in your business whenever you are not recognizing that this thing needs to change and then taking the step to do it. I work with business owners all the time, and I see it where somebody's just stuck and they are struggling and they cannot quite seem to move forward, and yet they won't take the action they need to move that issue forward. And they don't do it this month or next month or this quarter or next quarter. And you turn around and then an entire year has passed and they're still in the same place. So we really need to get very, very clear about what are those open tabs in your business. What are those open loops? Where are the things in your business where you know that this has to change if you want your business to be successful, where you recognize that this is a problem area, and if I could resolve that problem, then my business would be better. I could move forward. I could make more money. I could make a bigger difference. So you really need to be aware of what's going on in your business. Now, here's what happens to a lot of people, right? Maybe there are several open loops, several open tabs in your business of things that need to get done. And every time you think about them, you just get overwhelmed with trying to think about even fixing them, right? So it's really important that you be honest. What is going on in your business? Where are those areas where you need to shore things up? Whenever I work with my clients, this is one of the things that we dig really deep into. What is going on in your business? What's working? What's not working? And how do you become more efficient in doing the things that you want to do in your business? So we really drill down into these areas. And the kinds of things that we look at are, you know, they're not, you need to overhaul every area of your business. That is overwhelming. That is heavy lifting. That does not feel like it's solving the problem, right? So you need to break it down into some smaller pieces and do it step by step. And, you know, the thing is that when you make those little changes, when you do the micro strategies, when you do the small things, because, you know, my philosophy is small things, small changes lead to big changes, that the more little things that you do, the bigger the change can be. I sometimes use this analogy. I am not a pilot by any stretch of the imagination. However, I understand that whenever airplanes fly, the amount of changes, like to change the direction that they're flying, is a little bit when they're far away, but over the distance, it makes a huge difference. So when you're flying, when your pilot is making adjustments to the destination, they're tiny, tiny adjustments, but over the length of the trip, it makes hundreds and hundreds of miles of a difference. So that's how it is in our businesses. When we make little changes, little steps in the right direction, sometimes bigger steps, but anytime you're implementing micro strategies in getting your business further along, you are actually creating momentum. Even if it feels like, oh, I'm doing this one thing, it actually will affect everything, because you're making that positive momentum, because you're building and multiplying over time, and you are making those changes, making the progress that you need consistently and systematically, making a conscious decision that you are going to change something in your business will change everything that you do. If you know my story, you know how I feel about deciding and being committed to that decision can make the hugest difference in your business and in your life. So recognize what's going on in your business. Make those small changes, commit to doing it. And what will happen is a compounding effect over time that as you're making these changes and implementing the things that need to be done in your business, the more progress that you're going to make. Now, I know I'm being very general in this conversation, so I want to make it a little bit more specific. If you want to make more money in your business, there are a lot of things that you can do, right? You can increase your prices, you can sell more, you can increase your advertising. There's a whole list of things that you can do to increase your sales in your business. And what you need to do whenever you are making these decisions and putting these things in place is you need to think about what you need to do, and you need to have a plan. So if you want to, okay, I'm getting more general again. So we want to have more sales in your business. Then you need to decide, first of all, you need to decide how much money do you want to make, or how many more sales do you want to make in your business? You can't just say, I want to make more money. That is not something that you can actually implement and have be more successful. Yes, you might make more money, but more money could just be a dollar more. If you make a dollar more than you made last month, you made more money. So let's get really specific about how much more money do you want to make. Give it a number or a percentage of increase. I've done both of those. They both work really, really well. As long as you're being really specific and clear about what you want to make in your business. Now that you have a goal, you can break down, how do I get there? And there's all kinds of techniques and systems. Like I said, increasing your prices, selling more, adding maybe more staff, getting a coach, bringing in a mentor, bringing in a partner. There's all kinds of ways that you can then implement the plan to make more money in your business. And the thing is that you have to go ahead and do it. And it can't just say, I'm waiting for the right time to make more money in my business. The right time is now. And the longer you wait, the longer you're going to stay exactly where you are. You have to make a really clear decision and put an action plan in place. Here's the thing, though. We are maybe pre-programmed because of the caveman days and keeping ourselves safe and other ways that we've been conditioned, that we think that there is a right and a wrong to making decisions. We hear it all the time. I don't want to make the wrong decision. I'm waiting for the right opportunity. And we have conditioned ourselves to think that there is a right and a wrong in every single thing that we do. And that kind of thinking is the kind of thinking that will keep you stuck, will keep you limited, and will keep you from growing the business that you want to grow. There is no right or wrong. There is just an opportunity to make a decision. And when you make the decision, the next thing will happen. My daughter is very much about, I have to make the right decision. And we've had so many conversations about just making decisions, go ahead and make the decision. And as you step into that decision, then it will become clear to you if you are on a path that will lead you to your goal, or if you're on a path that's taking you away from your goal. And then you can go, oh, well, now I need to make an adjustment. That being said, I want to be really clear. I'm talking about making adjustments towards a goal, not throwing the baby out with the bathwater. How many times do you or people that you know do something one time and it doesn't work out the way they wanted it to work out, and they say, this doesn't work, and they throw the whole thing away and they just go on to the next thing and they try the next thing. And if that doesn't turn out the way they want it to turn out right away, then they just go on to the next thing. And this kind of behavior will keep you stuck because you're never gaining any kind of momentum. You're never able to move your business forward. Because you're starting and stopping and starting and stopping and starting and stopping. And, you know, that's not good for anybody. It's not good for businesses. It's not good for cars. If you drove your car and every 10 feet you stopped, you'd be wearing on your brakes and your tires and your engine, and it would not be good for the mechanics of your car. Same thing for your business. You have to make decisions, go ahead and step out and move forward. I'm a big fan of pros and cons lists. However, sometimes whenever we get into that mode where we're just like, you know, just analyzing and analyzing and analyzing, that also can delay progress. That kind of thinking will put you in a spot where you can't move forward because you're still analyzing it. I've heard it called analysis paralysis. That means that you're analyzing so much that you're stuck. And sometimes action is more important than thinking about it all the time. That doesn't mean you don't think about the decisions that you make. I'm just saying you don't think about the decisions that you're going to make in your business to the point that it restricts you from moving forward. And I just want to kill the myth right now that there is a right time. There is just now. Go and do the things that you want to do in your business. There is no right and wrong answer. There's no right or wrong decisions. There are just decisions. So please be bold whenever you are making decisions about your business. You don't have to go crazy and do every little thing and chase every shiny object. However, when you know that there's something that you need to fix and change in your business, go ahead and make the decision to make a corrective step. Take that next step so that you can actually gain some momentum, move your business forward, get some ground underneath you. You can't make progress by standing still. And this is what I see happen so often with business owners. They're just waiting, analyzing, looking for the right or the wrong answer, looking for the right time. And that, especially in these economic times, these things are, they're going to hold you back even more, because the people that are taking the step forward, the business owners that are implementing, that are taking that next step, that are moving their business forward, they're the ones that are going to be more successful. If you've heard my story, you know that my husband and I started our business in 2006. In 2006, there was a recession. So many business owners were closing their businesses because they were afraid, because they were not moving. They were waiting. They were in that paralysis phase of their business, and it just couldn't make any progress because they were stuck. They stopped advertising. They stopped investing in their business. They stopped doing all the things that grow and nurture a business. So you have to be forward thinking, and you have to move your business forward and make the decision. So, you know, you really need to invest in the success of your business. Invest the time, invest the money, invest the effort, invest in yourself, in your business, because that is what's going to drive your business forward. So I want to challenge you, like, what is one small task, one small action that you can take this week in your business in some area where you know that you've been waiting, where you've been looking for the right time, where you've been pondering, is this the right decision or the wrong decision? I want to challenge you to make one of those decisions and take action on it this week in your business. I think that you will find that once you start moving, that the cobwebs start falling away, and that, and this is what I know, as you take action in your business and you start doing the things that you know need to be done, even if you're not 100% sure that this is the right time, or you're not 100% sure that this is the right decision, when you start moving forward, when you start taking the action, you will actually get clarity on where, what you're doing. You'll get clarity on where you're going. You'll get clarity on if this is the right path or not. You cannot get clarity while you're standing still. You can get clear on the decision to move forward, but it's actually the action of moving forward that helps you figure out what's working, what's not working, what's going to make the difference. You have to be actually doing the thing to get the clarity, which sounds completely opposite of the, what your brain is telling you, what you've been conditioned to believe. I've got to be sure before I take the step forward. That is, you know, that is the conditioning to keep you safe. And we want you to be safe and move your business forward. So, that this is, you know, this is what I do. This is how I help business owners. We get really, really clear about what it is that, that you want to do in your business. Get really clear about taking that action. And I'm there with you and holding your hand while you're taking that action, so you don't feel alone. And that's how I help my clients. You might be thinking, you know, I hear you. I hear what you're saying, but I have too many open tabs on my computer. I have too many open loops running around. Like I said, take one. Choose one thing in your business that you know needs to be, that you've been waiting, that needs to be fixed, that needs to be changed, that you need to take a step forward, that you know you need to address so that you can be the success that I know you can be, and that you know that you can be, and that you can make the difference that you need to make in the world, and you can solve the problems that your customers need you to solve for them. Choose just one. Make a commitment this week that you are going to make that one small step. And I would love to hear about what that one step was, what made a difference for you. And I encourage you to stop waiting. Waiting doesn't ever serve your business. You need to be in action. You need to be taking those micro strategies, taking those micro steps, and being proactive to keep your business in an active state, to keep your business moving forward, and to be the change that you want to be in the world. Thank you so much for joining us. As you know, we have the ProfitConnectors.club. That is your club where we have all of our information about all of our guests and all of the free gifts that they've given out. And it is the Profit Connectors Club. That is because you are connecting to your profit. You're the Profit Connectors. So it's ProfitConnectors.club, ProfitConnectors.club. You can go there and you can get all the free gifts from all of our speakers. And if you're interested in finding out, you know, what's going well in your business, or where are you struggling? Where are those holes that need to be fixed? Where are those open loops and the open tabs on your computer in your business? You can take I have an audit there. It's a profit growth audit. It's free. You can click on that and download it and answer a few questions. It should probably take you about 10 minutes to complete the audit. And you can see where you are in your business, what's working and not what's not working, and get a really clear picture so that you can figure out those places where you've been waiting, so that you can take that next step. You can stop waiting and make a difference in your business. Thank you so much for being here today. I encourage you to keep showing up. Your future self will thank you. And remember, it's your impact. Your business and your impact. Go make it count. Hey, Profit Connectors, that's it for another Profit Connections podcast. Thank you for joining us. If you're ready to make moves and connections that take your business to the next level, want to get to know us and our speakers better, and get your gifts and resources, head over to the website profitconnectors.club. That's profitconnectors.club, and get your goodies right now.